following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
Don't even have to be that smart.
I'm just saying,
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
Are you serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling it.
All I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know?
He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on today's program. UNK baseball coach Damon Day is our co-host. We'll talk a little baseball. We'll talk a little Java. We'll talk a little what he's been doing.
I've been working hard.
I can tell. And we'll talk a little football as well, our normal features this time of year. And we've got our high school football feature, Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic football. They're in the top 10 of all the C1 polls in the preseason again. They need to replace the line. Last year it was kind of a flip. They had all those linemen coming back, and they had to fill in at some of the specialty positions and some of the key positions on offense. Now it's kind of a flip this year, and we'll see how Coach Colling and his team will do as they get ready to open up next Friday, the 28th, against Ord. We'll also continue our Big Ten chat with defensive tackle Anthony Zettel of Penn State. Here's a young man that has done whatever has been asked of him, changed positions, has thrived, has all-conference and possible All-American aspirations, and we will talk with him on our Big Ten chat today. Outside of that, the Nebraska men's basketball team playing over in Spain at this hour. It's a close one. They trail by a couple buckets at halftime. They're playing a professional team over there in Spain today, so maybe a little bit tougher than the first game, which they picked up a win. The Nebraska football team is currently on the practice field going through their sessions. Riker Fife did speak after practice yesterday. We'll play you a couple of his comments, although he didn't really say anything. He said he was absent, sick, had sought some medical attention, but didn't say why or what. And not that that's any of our business, but usually if it's something normal, I guess is the word, you wouldn't have any problem saying what it is. You know, hey, I had the flu, I had mono, I had whatever it is, and he didn't talk about what it was. That's his business, but he's back, and he seems to be in the number two spot. So after all of this has went through from spring, Riker seems to be right back where he was at the end of last season, and that's the backup to Tommy Armstrong. And the Division II football poll is out. The Division II volleyball poll will come out later today. So a few things that we need to touch on the program. And, Damon, I'm considering tomorrow about 10 hours. Let's see. Nah, we won't need 10. How about 9 to 4? So that's when Hail Varsity comes on. So 9 to 4, that would be 7 hours, or one trip to Casper, a 7-hour trip of just Doug and Daddy, because I don't want to hear about Tom Brady and Roger Goodell and Deflategate all day tomorrow on our airwaves. I don't care.
Oh, it's,
I don't need updates. What the hell are you going to update me on? When it's over, tell me what happened.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those situations that's definitely grown beyond anything that anybody thought it would be. And it just goes to show you, again, we talk about it all the time, or I talk about it all the time. Say it, it's just today's modern Twitterverse, social media, media themselves. Making mountain out of molehills is the new thing to do, and this is a classic example of it. And I love the judge's comments. I mean, to me, the judge's comments when he said, well, you know, he threw better in the second half, and the fact that, you know, only one or two balls were truly under the thing. I mean, it just goes to show you that you get two egos in the same room, Brady and Goodell, and you have this whole thing happening. I think the thing that, like you, I am like exactly like you. Just stop. Like, who cares? Like, you guys are just making asses. We have other thing, and I don't know if you can say that word on radio. Apologize if there's a fine. Doug Duda will pay that. But
no, he won't.
You're just making idiots of yourself.
But it's okay. You can say that.
You know, you're just making idiots of yourself. There's other things to be worried about in the NFL right now than this whole underinflated football thing. And let's move on. I mean, the fact that you've let this get into the next season the way that you have. And, I mean, if Roger Goodell, if you're just trying to show how much power you have, you don't have as much as you think. No one ever does.
Obviously.
No one ever does. And that's unfortunate that he kind of got that God complex that I'm bigger and I'm this guy. And, you know, I read an article the other day in the Chicago Sun-Times. I can't credit the writer, but he made a great point. You know what, Roger, be careful. Because no one likes how this is kind of, you know, you get one or, you know, everyone's talking about how all 30 owners, well, you know what, you get five or six of them, and now it turns to 10. Next thing you know, you got a little majority, and you're out. You know, you haven't built the NFL. These owners have built the NFL, and you kind of have this complex. I mean, let's face it, Pete Rozelle built the NFL. Paul Tagliabue built the NFL to where it's at today. You kind of got the keys to a pretty nice car, Roger, that you've been driving. Don't think that you built the car.
I'm going to Colin Cowherd you right here, because I am a little on the side of Goodell on a lot of things. I don't know why everybody seems he's just an easy target. He's not 70 yet, like the last two commissioners that we've had. Let's face it. By the time, you know, Rozelle was in our age, he was an older gentleman. He had been there for a while. Tagliabue was always an older gentleman while doing this. Goodell is a younger guy. Apparently, you can take shots at him because he hasn't been around as long as some of the owners. What he's unfortunately done, and what's piling up on him, all Roger Goodell is trying to do is make sure that nobody is cheating at the highest level, even though it seems so minute what happened there with Aaron football. We laugh at it because it just seems silly. But you cannot cheat. But there's been so many off-field legal issues that the NFL has had to worry about and has had to suspend people and give fines for that. This seems so minute to that, yet what you're doing off the field, as I've said many times, has to do with law, has to do with common law, has nothing to do with you being a football player. You're being punished by the system. What Goodell is trying to do is make sure that you don't cheat the game, which is football in this aspect. So when you say, hey, he, you know, there was a domestic assault or he was doing drugs or fill in the blank, and Tom Brady's punishment is more than that, of course it looks wrong. People and fans have a hard time separating the two. If Goodell would have stepped down, this is where his mistake was, four games was too much. The appeal came. Every other appeal in the history of sports, 95% of them get reduced somehow. You should have just at that point said, we're fining you and we're moving on. But he didn't. He tried to hold his ground on what a majority of the people didn't agree with, and now that's costing him, and that's why we're still blabbering about this.
I mean, and I agree. On principle, you have to, if you think somebody is, if you catch somebody cheating on principle, you have to uphold the laws of, or the rules of football. Let's face it, they didn't catch him. They didn't catch him. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the football. They don't have any hard evidence that Tom Brady did or told. I mean, they have innuendo. They have speculation. There's a lot of things. But they don't have any concrete evidence. And to me, that's where Goodell overstepped this whole thing. And I understand wanting to stand up for the rules, but you got to catch someone breaking the rules to do that. And that's where I thought the fine and everything else with the Patriots, the loss of the draft pick, the $1 million fine, all that was perfect. and he should have just let it go at that. But to go after Brady individually is where I think he overstepped. You know, and so I think if he just kept it with the Patriots as a general, they cheated, they got caught just like they did with taping other teams, all those types of things.
If it was intentional, Brady wasn't the only one that knew about it. And on the other side here, by the way, the argument that they won 43-7 or whatever it was holds no water. I don't care. I don't care if it was 10-9 or 62-0. If you cheated, you cheated. Now, whether he did or not, that's where we're talking about here. But if the ball was underinflated, the center knew it. Wide receivers knew it. So why is Tom Brady, because he's the face of your franchise, that's why. Right. Why is Tom Brady being thrown under the bus here?
Right.
So anyway, there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 is the number. If you'd like to give us a buzz on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 and email the Dent Popper inbox there for your comments, questions, suggestions. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, don't forget, for lunch, dinner, or any time you just want to watch some sporting events and enjoy a little appetizer, your favorite cold beverage, the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill in Kearney is there for you. No one combines the best of both places like the Coop. One of the reasons is their flame-broiled buffalo wings with your style, bone-in, bone-out. You got your Tuesday night deal tonight. It's bone-in wings on special, and lunch special today is $1 off any salad on the menu. You can also try their burgers, their pizzas, their quesadillas. There's kids' items, a full menu, steaks, ribs, a little fish on there if you want that as well. So plenty to choose from. And if you need a large room to accommodate your fun group or business meeting, they offer that convenient area as well. Stop in today. They're open 7 days a week at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. We'll take a break when we come back. A little baseball talk, and we'll dive into some football in the second half of the show. Stay with us.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. If you're looking for a new career or promotion, maybe you need to hit the road. The Nebraska Safety Center offers professional truck driver training to improve your driving skills and certify you with a Professional Truck Driver Institute. That certification paves a smooth road to finding a great paying job. Right now, get trained and certified for a new career for only $2,300. Classes are small and fill up quickly. Financial aid is available. Details and registrations are on the Nebraska Safety Center website or call 308-865-8256.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today with high temperatures around 72, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few thunderstorms early on, then heading back to a low of 52.
Right now, 63.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Doug and Danny Show. Doug and Damon Day with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Well, Coach, obviously, Jabba Chamberlain has been picked up by the Kansas City Royals, AAA. We talked about it yesterday that Alex Gordon and Jabba could be together. They don't. Minor leagues, not like the major leagues, we all know. Their next home game is actually Sunday, and we could see both players there. The Kansas City Star had been reporting that Gordon could be ready to actually get into some action here, which would be on pace with what they said when he strained the groin 2 months ago, 6 to 7 weeks ago by now. They said it was an eight-week injury, and September 1st basically is your 8 weeks. And then Jabba didn't get much of a smell there with Toronto and their AAA team in Buffalo.
I mean, I think he struggled. I think he'd be the first to tell you that he didn't go there and do the things they needed to do. But to me, I think this is the most recipe for success for Jabba. He's closer to family now. He's closer to his son, which I know is very important to him. And let's face it, the Royals have something going with their pitching staff and what they've been able to develop. And I think any time that Jabba can get another set of eyeballs on him right now and make that one little tweak, make that little connection with a verbal cue or a mechanical thing here or there, because it's still there. If you watch him on, I watched some of his Buffalo outings, the velo's still there, the snap on the slider's still there, all the ability to get major league hitters out is still there. Right now it's a location thing, and you can't miss location as poorly as he has at times and expect to get major league hitters out. And I think that's the crux for him. I haven't gotten to speak to him since signing with Kansas City. I look forward to doing that and maybe even take Bubba up there on Sunday, up to Storm Chaser Stadium, just to kind of to see him and you know, just support him and from the type of thing. But, you know, I think he's going to be received extraordinarily well in Omaha. I think he's a Nebraska kid that everybody really, you know, really wants to see do well. And I think going to the Royals where there is zero pressure on him to be successful right now, where he can kind of get his feet wet with their coaching staff, I'm looking very much forward to this being a good opportunity for him.
So a couple things from a coaching standpoint. What is the key to fixing that location problem? Obviously, there's major leagues guys that are trying to help him out, and it hasn't worked right now. We talked a little yesterday. You know, it's like in golf or tennis, you can be red hot for that 1 year. I mean, you could be shooting 5 under every round. And then the next year, you're still good. You're shooting even in 1 under, but you're not great. And it seems like he's having that year where he's not obviously shooting 5 under. He's at 1 over every day. What does he need to do? What's the key to starting to fix that?
I think it's an extended stretch of success. You know, if you look at kind of what he's been able to do, he's kind of just, you know, he hasn't gotten away with anything. And that as a pitcher makes you start to feel like you're a little cursed, you're a little jinxed, a little snake bitten. But every mistake that he seems to make right now seems to get hit hard or find a hole or be inopportune. And we talk as coaches all the time. There's never a great time for a two-run bomb or something like that, but you know, you get a ball that's kind of kicked or misplayed and it doesn't go as an error, but let's go, these are professional hit players and they don't make that play. Well, now guy gets one and now it's a two-run bomb instead of a you know. And so I think that's where, you know, the want to over pitch is what I've seen in my opportunities, is just trying to be too perfect, trying to be too fine, almost out of lack of confidence. But he's got such a gunslinger mentality. I mean, he does. When you really watch his heyday and whatnot, he doesn't care about anything. And I think, you know, sometimes maturity brings awareness. And I think that's kind of what he's learning, how to be that mature, self-aware pitcher that maybe he wasn't 3 or 4 years ago. And so I think the biggest thing for anybody to be successful is comfort. And I think being back to being around friends, being around family, being around his son, being around his father, I think those are all things that really help when you're in that position of, it's a grind to be a major leaguer. I mean, it's not all bright lights. I mean,
okay,
I know,
coach speak, step back.
I'm just being honest. It's a day in and day out process of being on. I mean, it is a hard thing. And when I saw it say grind, grind's probably not the right type of word, but at some point, you hear a lot of times with major leaguers or even minor leaguers just being like, I lost it. I lost the love of the game. And I don't think that he's at that position, but I'm saying that I think he can alleviate some of those things because he's now closer to family and friends. The thing that I always talk about when you talk with people, like, oh, you know this guy. And I know some guys that have gotten to play in the league, and know some guys that have been in the minors and played with buddies and all those types of things. And the thing they'll tell you is that the money doesn't make you any different. It's lonely. It's away from family. Just because you're making a significant amount of money doesn't make it any easier. And you are afforded certain opportunities because there is some financial compensation there, but you're still away from everybody. And there comes that point where you start to really wonder, is it all kind of worth it? Especially when troubles hit. So I'm excited to see him get back to Nebraska and be really, really well received and kind of get a fresh start.
Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Love to hear from you. Give us a buzz. Give us an email. Give us a tweet. Coming up, Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic, Anthony Zettel, Penn State. 29-year-old for Jabba. But for the Royals, and we discussed this a little bit yesterday, me and Jimmy, about what where he would fit with the Royals. He's not a starter. The Royals definitely don't need a closer or a setup man. So I said, about all you're looking for is you need a couple of guys in that bullpen that are mop-up guys. If you're up 8-1, that means your pitcher's doing a great job, and maybe you don't have to go to the bullpen in a non-safe situation and bring in Davis and Holland and Herrera, or you got thumped that day and you're down 6-1 going into the fourth inning, and that's where you find a guy like Jabba. I mean, it's definitely not going to be a glorious spot here, and I don't see where he's going to be put in a whole lot of pressure situations if he gets called up on September 1st.
I think it's a low risk, high reward for both individuals, you know, for Jabba and the Kansas City Royals. If he does get called up on the 40th, he provides a veteran who's been to the World Series and won the World Series. He has the ability to say, I was a phenom and now I'm, you know, working my way back. So I think there's a clubhouse presence there that has the ability to resonate with some of these young guys, like some of the young pitchers that they have. There's Luke Hochaver also on that staff that's kind of been through the ups and downs of being a phenom and now, you know, being a middle relief guy. As far as roles go, you're exactly right. He's going to be somewhere in between. You know, he's in that game that goes extra innings and you've burned everybody. He's that guy where we're up 8-1. Let's see if we can't squeeze an inning there. And he's also the guy who we're down 9-2 and things aren't going very well. And you know, we got somebody on the other side who's dealing. You know, those are those types of things. But I think that's what makes, in my opinion, in my eyes, Jabba a professional pitcher is he knows he's got a job to do. And it doesn't matter if you're in a glamorous role. It doesn't matter what role you're in professional sports. You have a job to do, and you go out and you do your job. And so if he can just find a role, I think that's the first step moving forward.
The Royals have 13 pitchers on their current roster. That's one heavy already. Where, you know, who I'm looking at a name or two here, maybe a Franklin. I mean, when they go up to the 40-man roster, obviously there's a lot more room there. But I just, again, I'm wanting an opportunity for Jabba. I just don't know where that would be. I mean, you got 13 guys.
And maybe
get those guys into the game.
And I think when you start to look at you have to start doing the deeper research of where are the Royals at, who leaves next year, who's a free agent, who's got arbitrary, who's a guy that they're probably just going to let. I mean, this could be an audition for moving forward. I mean, I think that's where the opportunity is for him is go in, do your thing, show that I still have that heavy velo, show that I can still spin the slider the way that I need to do, still show those types of things. And that's going to lead to that minor league deal for next spring training. Because that's his next goal is to get to spring training, get that spring training invite, do those types of things. And so for me and for, you know, how you have to, and it's all looked at. And I know he's looking at it as an opportunity. And I think that as long as you have an opportunity to keep showing what you can do, then you got an opportunity to keep playing baseball. And it's not only an audition for the Royals. It's, you know, he wants to get that spring training invite. And I think that's what you're showing people.
I don't want to be harsh here, but if he's not pitching in October, is it over? I mean, and by October, the Royals are in the playoffs, and he would be part of that. I mean, 1 year removed from signing a deal with Detroit, or would he still, do you think, have an opportunity to go make a minor league camp next year?
I think the great thing for Jabba Chamberlain is he has done the things that he has needed to do to make sure that that's his decision and not professional baseball's decision. And so I think after this run is over with, and I haven't spoken to him about it, so it's not me putting words in his mouth, he's at least given himself that on December and January, he gets to decide Is it over or is it not over? And I think that's a pretty cool thing for someone to do when you think of how harsh the game of baseball is. He's going to have opportunities to go to minor league camp. He's going to have some invites to major league spring training.
He's never pitched for a loser. So would there be an opportunity for him to sign on with, and again, fill in the blank, the Milwaukee Brewers next year? I mean, I'm not saying that he's some kind of stud for a low division team, but a team that obviously is not going to go anywhere next year, is that where he's looking, or is it a better situation to try and be with a winner from a personal standpoint?
I think for him, he's always enjoyed being around winning teams. I think the teams that are rebuilding or trying to grow have never really piqued his curiosity. I think he enjoys that. But you have to remember he's an eight-year veteran in Major League Baseball. He's going to go where the opportunity presents itself if that's what he chooses to do. And I don't think any team's out of the question. And I think that with his ability, he's been a nine-year veteran. I think what he really... It's one of those things because, you like, for me, and I get accused of it all the time when people are like, oh, I am blinded by it. I am totally blinded by him because, you know what, I don't see a lot of what everybody else sees. He's become a personal friend of mine. He's become great to my family. I see him on such a different level. I see him as dad and son and all these different types of things that I don't see. So I am totally biased guy. I am totally hometown guy. Totally seeing those types of things. I just know that when you watch the video, you see 95 and it's hard. You see a good slider that can spin. That plays. Now he's got to get his command back. He's got to kind of get some confidence back. And that's going to happen. And that's going to play in Major League Baseball for however long he wants it to play. And if it's over, he's a World Series champion that had a very, very successful Major League career that he doesn't have to apologize to anybody for.
Well, the country talked about him. There's no doubt about it. The sports world talked about him. You don't get a nickname that young in your career with Jabba rules if you didn't have something to show for it. And if you want something to show for 2016, and TNL is ready to do it for you with their Harvest Special, with Harvest Fast approaching in 2015, they're going to help you save $9,000 on a quarter-mile pivot and experience the TNL irrigation system that is like no other. You can talk to Bill Shapley, your TNL irrigation representative at Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney. You can stop by the plant anytime, which is right here, Hastings America. They have been taking care of business since the 50s in every state in the nation and more than 60 countries worldwide. TNL's Harvest Special. Save $9,000 on a quarter-mile pivot right now from your local TNL irrigation. And, of course, they're going to be out everywhere here with the Husker Harvest Days right around the corner, fairs and all those things going on, farm shows. You'll see TNL there as well. Or go online to TLIRR.com, like no other, at TNL Irrigation. When we come back, a little high school football talk with Kearney Catholic's Dave Colling, Anthony Zettel of Penn State. It's all coming up.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have, at the same time running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport. Equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Find your full line of John Deere products at Oregon Trail Equipment. With locations in Hastings, Fairfield, Hebron, Red Cloud, Superior, and Marysville, Kansas.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, it's a nice, cool day. It's going to be cool for a couple of days and not overly hot this week. Chance to get out, get a little golf in before you're hitting the road for football and volleyball and all the things you'll be doing later this fall. And, of course, you know what? Fall golf is usually the best golf. Prairie Hills Golf Club would love to invite you out. Since taking over the course this year, Justin Kosmicki and his staff have dramatically improved the greens and playability of the course. Prairie Hills has never looked better, and all at a price that seems like a generation ago. For only $30, you can get the full 18 holes and a cart on weekends. Even better deals during weekdays, and you can check those out on their Facebook page at Prairie Hills Golf Club. With an improved menu in the clubhouse, improved greens, and great rates, if you haven't been to Prairie Hills lately, then you flat out haven't been to Prairie Hills at all. Only 10 minutes north of Kearney. Call for tee times and specials at 308-388-5115, 388-5115, and experience Prairie Hills Golf Club. Well, a week from Friday, the high school sports season, football season, kicks off. Kearney Catholic made it to the state semifinals, where they were eliminated by the eventual state champions from Boone Central Newman Grove. And we'll have a lot of Kearney Catholic games on our airways again this fall. Head coach Dave calling back for another season. And coach, good morning. How's school going?
You know, it's going good, Doug. I'm actually roaming the halls right now talking to you. I got a class in my room, but you're talking about golf. That sounds like fun.
It depends. It can be. It's supposed to be, right? It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Football's supposed to be fun, too, except when the ball goes to the other team a little bit here. You guys are coming off, Dave, obviously, a lot of success last season. And the key to talk about here is all we talked about the last couple of years is that line and building that line and having the returning. And you've been asked about this before, but with almost the entire line on both sides of the ball, and a lot of them going on to play D2 or NAIA college football, you've got a lot of horses to replace. How's that coming along?
Yeah, you know, we do a pretty special group we had last year. And, you know, so we're going to miss them. But, you know, we've done a lot of stuff this summer, just a lot of good stuff, you know, whether it's a jamboree or whether we happen to go to Hastings camp this year as a team. And so, you know, our line has really worked together all summer. Granted, they're all new guys, new faces, but they've come together pretty good. You know, right now, I guess we're working on some depth. We don't have a lot of depth right now, but we're trying to work on that this week, see if we can get a couple more guys to join the ranks of linemen. But, you know, they're coming together. Don't have a lot of time, you know, before the first game. But like I said, I like where they're at right now as far as coming together. Seniors are kind of stepping up a little bit and taking control. And so, you know, we got some work to do, Doug. But, you know, I guess, kind of where our line is right now.
Dave, they obviously won't be as big from end to end, no matter who you stick in there, as they were last year. Do you have to coach them differently from that aspect?
You know, we're going to, you know, we have a lot of skilled guys this year, just kind of a different, you know, we had some skilled guys last year too, of course, but just a little, you know, we're a lot of older classmen, skill wise, we're sitting pretty good, and we have some depth in that area. So, you know, with the size not there on the D line, you know, we're going to have to do some things, maybe, you know, blitzing more, stuff like that, a little bit different technique. I know Coach Brungard's doing a little bit different technique because, you know, if you're 270 and you're shocking and locking and sitting on that line, it's much easier than if you're 220, going against someone that's 270. So a little bit different technique in certain situations, but some different packages we're having to put in, I guess.
Quarterback.
So,
I love this is Coach Day here, and I love how everybody likes to talk about all the different things about this, all those different things that you lost and whatnot. But who's going to be your starting quarterback, and what do you think is going to take for that person to be successful as your quarterback?
You know, we lose our starting quarterback, of course, too, and our running back. So right now we got two guys right now vying for that in sophomore Matt Master and a junior Brady Holtmeyer. So those two guys are battling it out right now, and they both bring different things to the table, of course. And I guess we're going to let it play out and see which one of those guys gets the starting nod there. Brady, just a great athlete, can help us other places as well if he's not the quarterback. Bryce James will step in at running back, and, we're going to miss the heck out of Nathan Howe. But Bryce James does a very nice job, a real shifty kid, and runs our zone stuff very well, very patient running back. So, we got to solve here in the next 2 weeks. But I like the guys that we got at those positions.
Depth-wise, Coach, that used to be a problem years ago. It doesn't seem to be as much of a problem. Are you pretty pleased with the depth in your specialty positions?
The specialty positions, Doug, we got some depth there. The line we do not this year, and so that's a little different ball game than we've had in the past. So, I think, as far as wings and wides, I think we got, seven, eight guys that could go in there and do a fine job for us. So skill-wise, we're sitting pretty good. Depth-wise, line-wise, we need to find some depth there.
And we're talking with Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Went 10-2 to the state semifinals, had exciting games in the playoffs, and would like to get back to Memorial Stadium where they were just a handful of years ago. And you see some of the younger brothers or some of the same names on the roster here. But, Dave, it usually seems to be it's pretty common. If you're offensive lineman, you're probably going to start on the defensive line. And if you're one of your XYs or wideout split ends, those are the guys you use as your corners and defensive backs. Is that the case? Are you going to have a lot of two-way players again this year?
We're going to have to because of the depth issues I'm talking about on the offensive line create depth issues on the defensive line. So, like I said, we got some guys there that I'm really, really proud of and worked their butts off in the offseason. So, not like the cupboard's bare at all. We just need to get some backups that can go in there and give them some breathers because as well as I do, come August 28th, if you don't leave the field, you can't give, in the fourth quarter what we need you to give in the fourth quarter.
Coach, special teams are always important. How do you feel like you stack up with your special teams?
We get a lot of speed this year. Like I said, I was talking about the skill players. So we got a lot of speed. We got Grant Bushcutter back as a kicker who was a fantastic kicker. So, the kicking game, I think, is going faster than some of the other facets of the game. But I like where we're sitting right now in special teams.
Time with Dave Colling for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Five of the games this year will be on the road, four at home. This will be the second year going back to that nine-game schedule, Coach. How'd you like it last year?
I liked it, Doug. Like I said, there's pros and cons, of course, but, getting that extra game, it puts a little pressure, more pressure, I guess, I'm feeling this year than last year just because we had an older group of guys last year. It felt like, we could get more stuff in faster, where this year may not be quite that older group of guys, so we're having to take it a little bit slower, so I'm a little bit nervous, but having to start a little bit earlier. But I like the nine game and getting the 16 in the playoffs.
You start off at Ord next Friday, Ogallala, Lakeview, Cozad. The only team that is on your schedule, well, there's two teams on your schedule that are ranked in the Huskerland prep, and a variety of those are Holdridge and Central City, much improved. Yep. Cozad's been so good. What about this year's schedule?
It's tough. I don't, Ord has a lot of guys coming back. They do. So this first game's a very tough game for us. Like I said, they return a lot of guys. And, you know, when you talk about the COSADs, they're going to reload like they always do. Central City is going to be good this year, like you were talking. So there's, you know, it's a brutal schedule. I mean, it's a tough schedule from top to bottom. And, you know, we're just going to need to, you know, kind of grow as a team. You know, we're going to make some mistakes game one and hopefully correct those very quickly and be rocking and rolling by game eight, maybe game seven, somewhere in there, hopefully.
And, Coach, health so far, camp's been how? Is there any other side notes that we need to know about?
No, we're really healthy right now, which is something that we're going to, you know, that's something you don't talk about a lot. But for us this year, it's going to be crucial that we stay healthy. And right now we are as healthy as we can be. And like I said, it's going to be crucial that we stay healthy.
We'll probably throughout the year talk about almost every kid that sees significant playing time. We have not touched on your linebacking core. You've got some
Correct.
Good ones, Hammock and Mestel and Conley.
Yeah.
What about that crew?
You know, we got a great linebacking core. Coach Moses is our linebackers coach. And, you know, he's got a plethora of linebackers there that I think he can interject into the situation. You know, I think we got six, seven guys that could possibly play quite a few minutes. So, like where we're sitting at linebacker, same can be said for our corners and our safety. So, you know, we got some depth at those positions.
All right, Dave, we'll let you get back to schooling, and we will see you up in Ord next Friday night.
Hey, Doug, I do got to throw this out here. My wife would shoot me if I didn't, but it's we talked in football the 18th. It's my 25th year anniversary, so I better shout out to my wife and that happy anniversary.
That a boy. Way to step up. You didn't forget or nothing. That's outstanding.
Well, you know, I've been getting home at 9 at night, so I had to. It's probably going to be the same tonight, so it probably won't be much of an anniversary tonight, but hey.
that's the way it is for coaches, right? Is it going to be less stressful now that you don't have to make sure you're at all the volleyball games this fall as well?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I'll be able to also go to some of those, Doug. You know that.
Well, I know you'll be there, but I know how tough that was last year for a couple of occasions.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know that you got your kids here and your family here, and they got to take care of the family at home as well. So.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next Friday. Congratulations. Happy anniversary to you, too.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate Crazy it. Cats. Dave Colley, head football coach, Kearney Catholic Stars. Good to have him on the program today. Any shout-outs you need to give today, Damon?
No. I'm mad at my wife.
Oh, no.
Congratulations, Coach Colley. That's good stuff.
I don't know.
That's good stuff.
We've refurbished the office here. They can't exactly see where you're at anymore. I'm a little worried.
I like what you guys have done with the place. It's beautiful. I like the soundboard. It kind of gives it a decadent yet refreshing feeling.
I'm going to look those words up.
Don't you ever watch the DIY Network?
No,
just listen to how those people talk and you just steal their words. It makes you sound extraordinarily intelligent. Like all the interior designers that are listening right now, they're like, wow, that Coach Day's got it going on. No, I don't know anything at all about decorating.
The Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. We asked you a little bit about golf yesterday. What were you more impressed by? Jason Day breaking the all-time major record, shooting 20 under par in the PGA, or this year's accomplishment of Jordan Spieth, a combined 54 under par in the majors? Which one were you more impressed by?
I was more impressed with Jordan Spieth's. I think that was over four tournaments. Yeah. Jason Day was a great weekend, but let's face it, Whistling Straits lost a lot of its teeth on that Thursday-Friday rainstorm that they got, where I think, what'd they say, 3.5, something like that, crazy in a hurry. I mean, you soften up a course with that much water, and their length, they're going to be able to stick and do some things on that golf course. So why I think what Jason Day did was pretty special and pretty amazing. I'm very happy for him because I think that if you read his story and know a little bit about him, I think that's very, very cool that he won it. But I think what Jordan did over four straight weekends, you know, is pretty amazing.
75% of you voted with Jordan Spieth, 25% on the weekend for Jason Day. You can always vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Today we ask you if you agree with the National Labor Relations Board for denying Northwestern's players their request to unionize. Yes. I don't want to see the unionization of this. You're a coach.
Oh, this whole student athletes getting paid and whatnot and that they don't get compensated is the biggest farce I've ever heard in my entire coaching career. But you can't say that because now I'm part of the NCAA or I'm part of a university system. They make plenty for what they do.
Okay, I understand that, you know, some of them maybe some of them deserve a little bit more, but let's face it, Texas A&M made Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel didn't make Texas A&M. You know, Jameis Winston, Florida State's was there before, it's going to be there after. Mm-hmm. You know, so the fact that all Ed O'Bannon and all these people, UCLA basketball, Ed was pretty darn good before you showed up. And so my whole thing with them is, you know what? You do get paid. You get a college education that's worth a lot of money. Does it, you know, there's a lot of people out there that work that don't receive the profits that maybe their company receives. It's the same. There's no different. There's a lot of engineers out there that made a lot of money for the cell phone companies that are living in middle America or living in the middle class in a very modest home. You know, guys that invented all this technology that we have, not all of them made money. Apple made the money off of it because Apple paid their salary. It's the same exact thing. So why is everybody up in arms? You know, the ESPN pundits, Greenberg, all those guys, stuff it. You don't even have – you just like to talk because Jay Billis talks. And Jay Billis is so far removed from his days as a student athlete and everything else. Jay, then guess what? If you really were all that you were about, then don't charge – $500,000 to do a corporate speaking engagement. Don't charge $125,000 to go talk about how bad the NCAA is and how bad they're screwing over these student athletes. If you really cared, you'd be on this crusade because you didn't get paid. So there's my take on what I think about that.
That's good stuff.
That fires me up. That the whole getting paid by students, I mean, that just absolutely fires me up. To no end, because here's my thing. Fine, you know what? We'll start to pay you, Cornhusker football players, but we're going to do what a lot of people do. We're going to charge you for your shoes. We're going to charge you for your shorts. We're going to charge you for your T-shirt. All these things that you get, like training table, mm-hmm. everything else, you're going to get charged for that, because now it's become down to let's, instead of us taking care of you, I'm already taking care of you by here's your salary.
The only thing, and I agree with all of this, the only thing that I consider is if Johnny Manziel can sell his autograph for $10, I think he should be able to.
There's definitely caveats. There's definitely things that
I mean, his right tackle's not going to be signing autographs and making $10 an autograph, and I get that. Well, then be a quarterback. I mean, be that wide receiver, be that running back. I guess that's the only thing here, and I don't know how much of a can of worms this opens up and how that changes things, but I guess, you know what, if you're Tommy Armstrong and, you know, next Sunday when you don't have practice, a sporting goods or a car dealership wants to have you at their business for a couple hours signing autographs, and they're going to give you, whatever per autograph. I mean, you can look at it as a booster thing. I get that. It's a fine line. But if they say, hey, Tommy, come over. We're going to give you $1,000 to sign autographs all day. Or, you know what, you can charge $5 an autograph, however you want to do it. I can get that. I just don't know maybe enough of how much of a can of worms that would open.
I completely agree. There should be a way for him to do that, but there's not. There's just not. There's, you know, there's still that equal playing field. There's still that whole, it's all members of the team. If you're good enough, you're going to make your money at some point. You know, and I always giggle because, you know, you hear these guys, well, I only have $650 living stipend. What? You know, a month? That's what you get, $650 a month for rent? And they're all, everyone's going to come back at you and say, oh, well, it's not enough. I can't even afford this, that, and the other. Yeah, that's what going to college is about, is you learn those types of things. That's moving forward, you don't just get everything that you want.
That's how Keystone Light made it, brother. That's how PBR is still
I wouldn't.
You're not drinking craft. You're not drinking craft on Friday night, Saturday night.
I would not know about that. But you're exactly right. You think Pabst Blue Ribbon tastes good, or Keystone Light's even beer? I mean, no, it's the cheapest ones, and that's what everybody buys. I mean, so going through that makes you appreciate when you can afford a Bud Light. You've arrived.
We'll take a break and talk our Big Ten chat with Anthony Zettel of Penn State. Stay with us.
Does your vehicle hesitate when you hit the gas? Have you noticed a rough idle, or maybe it just doesn't have the power it once had? A clean engine can improve your fuel economy and put the power back in your vehicle. Schedule a fuel system service today at Graham Tire. They will expertly clean and inspect all of the parts of your fuel system and get you back on the road with better fuel economy and less emissions. Your car will thank you, and with the improved fuel economy, so will your wallet. Graham Tire, your auto service center and tire store next door.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The 2015 Oregon Trail Rodeo takes place at the Adams County Fairgrounds with performances on August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Dance to Whiskey Vent on Saturday night starting at 9:30, and on Sunday enjoy a free barbecue for all ticket holders from 3 to 5 p.m. The rodeo starts at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. General admission tickets are only $10 each. For tickets or for more information, log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com or call 888-462-3247.
While dreams of sugar plums dance in some little heads, does your child dream of combines and cornfields instead? CHS AgriService Center wants to be the company that helps you make those dreams come true. Family farms are passed down from generation to generation, and CHS has prided themselves in being here in the communities, the schools, and on the farm, helping you make those dreams come true. CHS AgriService Center, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsagra.com.
Doug and Daddy's show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney right now. Midway is there for you during the summer sell-down at Midway GM. Get the best of the remaining 2015 Buicks with cash back. 15% off the manufacturer suggested retail price. The big boys are getting it done again on their select enclaves. That's up to $7,500 off of a new enclave. You can save over $6,000 on a new 2014 Buick Verano. See the inventory online for all of their dealerships, including the Midway Auto Outlet at thinkmidway.com, or stop by Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We got our Big Ten preview here in just a moment. I want to remind you that we've got Kansas City Royals baseball at Cincinnati tonight, 6:10 on the Breeze, 94.5 in our Big Ten chat. Oh, by the way, before we go to break here, we have not heard from H-Man in Riverdale in quite some time, but he did just send this in. I actually agree with Day 100%.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't feel good about this.
Oh.
Once again, that just means you're a communist.
Oh, jeez. You know, it just goes to show you, no matter how far you've come as a person.
Maybe you're a true American now. Maybe it's such a reversal that I can't quite tell. But H-Man agrees with you.
I did root for LeBron James. I think LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. Nice wearing the right uniform.
But no, he's not the greatest basketball player of all time.
Debatable. I think it's a bait. And I'm a huge Bulls guy. I'm a huge Michael Jordan guy. I was at Michael Jordan's first playoff game versus the Bulls at the old Chicago stadium. You know, the old fat where the walls were literally, they used to cry, you know, because it was just such an old building and you get all those people in there and the condensation is dripping out. It was just nasty. But you could still smoke in that building. You had to go smoke in the hallway, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was a diehard Bulls guy.
Let's go to our Big Ten chat. Brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of Central and Western Nebraska, and the Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer. Well, one of the most significant position changes during the offseason brought Penn State's Anthony Zettel from the defensive end to the interior defensive line. In fact, there's even been players moving from O-line to D-line and vice versa. He has stepped in and hoping to lead Penn State to a East Division title, which will be tough against Ohio State and Michigan State. But he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Anthony, just talk a little bit about all the position changes and with the defensive end experience now, what you've had to say to your interior defensive line to get you guys all on the same page.
Yeah, I think communication. Last year we had two starters that were defensive tackles before the year. So you got to look at that. It's like, man, that's going from defense to offense, learning the whole plays, adjustments and all that stuff and picking up blitzes. You got to have a lot of communication where last year I feel like they struggled a little bit there. But this year, like even in the spring game, you could tell these guys – Their communication between the starters is a lot better, and especially in this offseason, since spring game, these guys have. I just can't wait to watch these guys perform. You know, not playing against them, and watching them play against someone else and beat up on someone else because they're all 15 pounds heavier, muscle, looking good. So I'm excited to see where they're going to do this year.
Penn State's Anthony Zettel with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Projected to be a first-team all-conference selection after making his position change. Of course, you also know a little bit about the O-line. They've got some holes to fill. How do they look?
I really feel like our offensive line is going to have a very successful year right now. They got a lot more depth than they've had last year. These guys really have been working harder than I've seen in the group. They do so much stuff together, like extra work, that I haven't seen that in a while, and it's just they know what they got to do. These guys, like led by Angelo, these guys really have their stuff in line. And we also been doing something we haven't done in the past is we've been together as a defense and offense. We've been watching a little bit of film together and giving them our perspective of what they need to work on, when they give us their perspective of what we need to work on, and what moves we are, what our weaknesses individually. So that's definitely that'll help. Help them and help us in both ways.
Anthony, you've put on the weight. You've made the position change. We're in this day and age where some athletes feel they're entitled to so much. You've worked your way up. What do you say to the youngsters that, hey, I'm a first-team preseason All-American, hard work will get you there? Who taught you that, and what do you say to the youngsters in high school?
Yeah, I really think it's important for top level like college guys to go out and reach out to the younger kids and community like that, because I was there too. You know, we all went through high school. We all had our ups and downs. There was moments where I remember I was sitting in my house and one of my sister's friends. This was one of my turning points, to be honest with you. I was a sophomore. I went to a Michigan camp, won award or something like that, and I really thought I really wanted to play college football, and I was a baseball guy, and that's everybody thought my future was baseball. And I had one of my sister's friends said, "You're not going to be able." He said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I want to play college football." And he goes, and he laughed, and he's like, "You're going to be too small for college football." And I remember that; it still stuck with me to this day. And then now, as I became a highly recruited guy, and I still didn't realize how much work was needed, a lot of size and all that stuff, because I just felt I was a highly recruited guy, but I was looking at these college guys, damn, these guys are big, fast, strong. I'm just like, I don't know if I'll ever get that big. But just as development, your body matures, it's just now it's crazy to look back where I'm at. And also, I'm looking like at these next guys, and they're like NFL guys, and they're just like bigger, faster, stronger, and it's just a giant process over and over again. So it's kind of interesting. But as these younger guys, I just tell them, you got to keep your head on your shoulders. And everyday work, you got to have self-motivation, especially from smaller schools. You got to be able to compete. And don't be afraid to go out there and do different stuff to try to make yourself better.
And Penn State's come a long way in the last 3 years. You get to go to the bowl. Are things back to normal? And talk about being part of the core that has helped get it back in this short amount of time.
Yeah, I truly believe Penn State's back to where we want to be. I have very, very high goals for our team this year. So does our team, because we know how much depth we have. We know how much talent we have. We have a lot of talent. So it's it's going to be very exciting to see the end result. If we keep our mind focused and have a just one game mentality, just one game by one game by one game, because we're as a team, it's forming very well. We stay healthy, and it's going to be something special this year.
Thanks for the time, Anthony. Good luck, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anthony Zettel, defensive tackle, Penn State. Our Big Ten chat brought to you by Garrett Tires and Tread, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee. More coming up tomorrow. I think tomorrow we're looking at Ted Karras from Illinois, offensive lineman that Randy and I got a chance to talk to, related to Alex Karras and a long bloodline there. And, of course, Illinois, the first Big Ten team that is up for Nebraska this season. So we'll talk about that. So that's what's going on. Nebraska going through their morning practice, kind of wrapping some things up right there. Do you, Damon, as an Indiana native, for those that don't know, do you follow a conference? Are you into the Big Ten now or not, or do you just follow Notre Dame, or how does that work?
No, I enjoy college football. A lot of it is, you know, I think that I've kind of become more interested as it's, you know, to me, college football is a lot about family. Spent a lot of time with my own father, you know, watching games, and kind of that was something that, you know, especially kind of with baseball, when there becomes that age where you and your dad don't get along or you argue a lot.
No.
It's true that sports kind of, it is that bridge, and it was for me and my dad, and it's something that means a lot to me. So I do follow it religiously with my son and my family. It's something to do to watch the games. But I can honestly say I really enjoy the Huskers. I just can't handle the coverage of the Huskers, to be honest with you. I enjoy watching the Saturdays. I enjoy going down there to the games. But
What part are you not pleased with?
Today, at 3:47 p.m., Tommy Armstrong looked like he slightly was upset. We will get back to you at 4 to find out if he's unhappy about something, but we're very worried about his psyche. Riker Fife is smiling, and Tommy Armstrong has a frown. I think Riker Fife may, I don't know. We'll find out. This is Tom Callahan, Sean Callahan with your Husker update.
Let's hear from Riker. Riker spoke after practice. As you know, we've talked about it a lot, not only because of the storyline, being a local kid, Tri-Cities kid. He was missing in action. I'm not even sure he called it an illness. And obviously the family knows what it is. Riker doesn't want to say what it is, but he's back and everybody's pleased with him. But here's what Riker had to say after practice yesterday.
Yeah, I started getting really worried, and I lost about 23 pounds. I lost a lot of weight, man. So things happen, and you know, I'm just happy to be here now. I was in Lincoln. I tried to come up and visit with doctors and stuff, and just, you know. Yeah, I was here in Lincoln. I mean, we're just hanging out, I guess, yeah.
He said his teammates were not aware that he was not 100% for quite some time early on this summer.
Not at first, but I let them know, and they're all been really supportive. I'm just thankful for them, my family and friends, and just these coaches are just, and the doctors around here are just amazing, really helped me get through some things. So,
Danny Langsdorf, the offensive coordinator, says they like what they've seen from Riker, and he says he feels more comfortable.
Being here every day and just, you know, being around all the guys every day and just getting comfortable and playing football again. Yeah, I'd say last week I started playing a lot better.
Damon, you've coached long enough. You've probably had more than an athlete that's went through something, whether it's a problem that we maybe put with adults. Maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's not being where you want to be on your team. You thought, hey, this year I'm going to be able to step in and be the number three starter, and that's not what happens. Riker spoke, and in this day and age of reality and soap operas, you want to know exactly every detail. How do you kind of
good for him
step around that? How do you, as a coach, I mean, the coaches know. He spoke with the coaches, obviously. You've had players. Every coach has probably had players that have coached long enough. How do you address an issue with a kid that's having problems?
As a coach, one, it's not my place. If he would have came out and said to the media and went into depth and detail, then maybe as a coach I would say something. But good for Riker Fife that he gave as much as he wanted to give. And that's where, at the end of the day, everybody wants to know, but not everybody deserves to know. If that's the type of thing, just because he's on the state's most popular football team doesn't mean that we need to know everything about him or what's going on. And so, from a coaching standpoint, you support him. You support him, and you make sure as a coach you're not the one giving out any information to anybody else that he hasn't already comfortably given out to them. And I, at that level, I couldn't even imagine, the amount of, because everybody's trying to scoop each other. Everybody's trying to be the Husker insider. It's kind of, I was joking earlier, but that's honestly how it kind of comes across sometimes with every little nugget and detail that these kids have to be so measured with everything. We joke about it with the coach speak thing. Well, with those guys, it's amplified to a level where they can't say the wrong thing. If they say the wrong thing, holy cow, can it go crazy. And so there's that pressure, and I thought he did a great job of it. And I really truly believe that, I think we've given too much media access to college student-athletes from a standpoint of, what I understand after a game, wanting to ask them about that. I understand, but all these after practices and fall camp, spring camp, all these different types of things, we wonder why some of these student athletes screw up and say the things that they say. Well, if you get asked the question enough times, you're bound to trip up over yourself. And so I think that's where I look at it from a standpoint. I really feel bad for the Husker guys, is because, they're still college kids. They do play a very important position in the state from a support standpoint, but they don't owe us answers. They don't owe anybody. Riker Fife does not owe anybody an explanation of what happened. Neither does Coach Riley. And if you agree with me or disagree with me with that, why? I mean, I wouldn't know why he does owe us that. He doesn't.
This comes from John and Carney. He says, I don't normally agree with Coach Day because he's a Golden Domer fan, but he is spot on the pay for athletes. They get a free education, the best dining training table, best health care, and all the other things they get. He is spot on. Again, now, okay, John's right, and he's like most of the fans. Now, it's not all peaches and cream and champagne and caviar, folks. I mean, there are the expenses and the daily food when they're not, when it's not football season, when school's not going on, and we've talked about this. So I just want to point that out. By the way, the Nebraska basketball team, now 2-0 in their Spain trip. They were a winner today over a Spanish pro team, 65-62. And don't forget that if you're looking to hit the golf ball this Friday, why not get together with three of your friends, coworkers, family members, and play in the almost annual Jerseys Golf Tournament at Meadowlark Hills. $300 for a team, that's no problem because it's got cash prizes, burgers following the tournament. Then you head to Jersey's Sports Bar to celebrate. Get your four-person scramble team signed up today. A few spots still available, and do that at Jersey's. Get your team ready to win it all. Find out more information if you stop out at Meadowlark Hills sometime this week as well. It's the almost annual Jersey's Golf Tournament this Friday. Four-person scramble, shotgun, 1 o'clock start at Jersey's. And stop by Jersey's just to have a little lunch if you so desire. I think that's going to wrap things up for today's Doug and Daddy Show. Anything else that's grinding?
Man, you got me fired up today.
You're grinding some gears, bro.
Got me fired up.
I'll give you a week to settle on it.
No.
Get a whole pay-for-play thing going.
Yeah. The Loper baseball players are all in the weight room right now, pumped and excited because they're waiting for their paychecks.
We want to thank Anthony Zettel, defensive tackle from Penn State, Dave Colling, head coach, Kearney Catholic football, for joining us today. Another Big Ten preview tomorrow with Ted Karras, offensive lineman from Illinois. Our high school preview will be with new head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, Kurt Finke. We'll talk with Coach Stein of Northwest on Thursday. And then our Loper Link tomorrow, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. The national D2 poll will come out this afternoon. They're third in their conference. I probably expect them to be in the top 10 in the nation, but we'll talk to him about their upcoming schedule and what he's packing for Alaska. Damon, have a good week, man, and hit him straight.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.